And joining us now is the owner of the soon-to-be Las Vegas Raiders, but we will say the Oakland Raiders right now, my man Mark Davis. How you doing, Mark?
Doing great. How are you?
It's great to see you. We see you around town a lot. I get a chance to see you a lot of boxing matches and anything big that is going on, and you are a regular here, of course, with the Aces. What attracted you to this Las Vegas Aces franchise and the WNBA in general?
Well, a couple of things. Number one, I've always loved the women's basketball, whether it's the NCAA or the WNBA. We don't have any teams up in the Bay Area, WNBA teams, so when we came down here and the Aces started up, I wanted to be a part of that. We look at them and the Knights as our brothers and sisters of bringing professional sports to Las Vegas and Nevada, and so we're really excited about it. It's just been really a fun atmosphere, and the girls are just getting better every year, and it's really impressive.
And I know that you come to just about most of these games, and you were here so many times last year, and I think it's a great support. What aspect do you like about watching the Aces the most?
Well, it's with Bill Laimbeer, and the opportunity for him to try to mold and build something is, I don't know, it's exciting in a way. They've had three of the top draft choices coming in with Kelsey and Asia, and now the new girl.
Jackie Young. Right.
So, you know, they've got great talent. They've got to learn how to work together. Liz Cambage coming in, you know, is something that helps out. But yeah. I tell you what, Asia looks pretty good tonight.
Yeah, she does.
So, you know, it's just the ability to see somebody build something, see an organization build, see the town adopt them as well. I think, you know, we need a lot of more work on that. I think there should be more people out here watching them, but that's all part of, you know, growing.
Exactly. Mark Davis, the Raiders owner, joined us. Very supportive of this community. What attracted you to Las Vegas from the very beginning when these talks were happening about the Raiders coming here?
Well, number one, my family was always fond of Las Vegas. My dad loved to come here and spend time right after the football season was over. I guess the most important part about it is public-private partnership. And Governor Brian Sandoval, from day one, we shook hands, and he stuck to his word all the way through. He's one of the greatest people I've ever met in trying to get something done for his state. He came through. And so it was the public-private partnership that just worked very well, and Sheldon Adelson was so important to bringing us here as well. Napoleon McCallum, who was with him, really helped spearhead the whole thing. And it's just been a whole lot of people working together, and it's worked so smoothly. It's just really exciting.
So we see the stadium right across the street going up, making a lot of progress. What are your thoughts when you see this thing going up here? And tell fans a little bit about some of the amenities that they can expect to see here coming up next year.
Well, next year, you know, the stadium will be opening. As far as amenities, I say you're going to have the Oakland Raiders. Now it's going to be the Las Vegas Raiders playing in it. It's just so exciting. Whenever I see it, I pinch myself that it's a dream my family's always had and the Raiders have always had, is to have a home their own that they could be proud of, that our fans can be proud of, and the players can be proud of, and we're finally getting that. And it's just, you know, we're so grateful for everybody that's helped to get to this point.
And we know how excited this community is for the Raiders and the NFL, and to have a glorious stadium like that. And you yourself, over the years, you have seen how this city has become a professional sports city.
I certainly have, with the Vegas Knights. They've done a phenomenal job of working within the community, not only just playing hockey, but also what they do in the community. And that's something that we've always prided ourselves on, is working in the community with the children, the schools, and everything else. And so we're going to make sure that that's something that we continue to do. But we don't expect people to just give us their love and support. We're going to earn it. And that's really important to us, that we're going to come here and earn it.
Have you been to many of the Raiders OTAs here in the offseason? And if so, what are your thoughts?
I've been to a couple of them, but, you know, without pads on, it's just guys out there playing and everything. But it looks like we have some more speed now on the offensive side of the ball, which is something that we've been lacking. And we'll see how the defense comes together. You know, we brought in a couple of other people to help out, and we'll see how that goes.
See any similarities between John Gruden and Bill Laimbeer?
No, I can't say that I do. I don't, you know, I can't compare that. I don't know if I can compare John to anybody, to be real honest.
Well, Mark, we appreciate your support at these Aces games all the time. We appreciate your support in the community. You're always around. I think it's fantastic. What do you want to say to our fans out there?
Just win, baby.
Just win, baby. I love it. I appreciate it, my friend. Thanks for stopping by.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
And we'll talk to you a lot more as we get closer to football season.
Good deal.
All right. Mark Davis, owner of the Raiders.